Jetzt ist es an, ja? Gut, danke, ja. Natürlich, wir wollen das nicht so betonen.
Of course, we don't want to overemphasize this.
Aber vor kurzem, erst vor 2-3 Wochen,
but ne? Only 2 or 3 weeks ago,
hat der Tempelinstitut,
the Temple Institute in Jerusalem,
ein Tempelsteuer
produced a temple coin,
Münze gemacht. Und der Tobi hat solch eine Münze bestellt.
Toby ordered a coin,
leider
such a coin.
Hat er das nicht mitgebracht.
Unfortunately, he didn't bring it with him.
Und in dieser Münze,
and on this coin,
haben sie das Bild von Kyros.
They inscribed or engraved the picture of Cyrus, as well as a picture of Trump.
Ich möchte nicht gerne daraus etwas machen oder sagen.
I don't want to make too much of this.
Aber ich glaube nicht, dass die Leute so etwas machen.
But I don't think that people would have done something like this.
Ohne dass sie inwendig etwas
without some inner belief, some feeling.
Vielleicht ist es eine Bestätigung.
And maybe it is a confirmation to warn us,
Herrn, dass die Zeit
to warn us that the time is near.
Das wollen wir natürlich nicht verbreiten.
Of course, we don't want to spread this
in einer abergläubigen
in a superstitious manner.
Aber das sagt uns etwas.
But it tells us something.
Ich glaube nicht, dass die Leute doch das leichtsinnig.
Don't think that those people did this in a light way, and this is a true temple coin. It is a half shekel.
Ja, und es ist schon erstaunlich.
And it is quite astonishing.
Und deshalb möchte ich auch allen Heiligen ermutigen.
And so I want to encourage all the saints to prepare yourself
natürlich
for the coming, for the second coming of the Lord.
Wenn wir ein Herz haben,
of course, if we have a heart for his return,
aber wenn
we don't need such a confirmation, an outward confirmation. But if the Lord really is coming soon, then he also has to give us some signs.
Es ist immerhin eine Hilfe.
It is a help.
Es ist eine Hilfe.
It is a help.
Möge der Herr uns noch mehr zeigen.
So may the Lord show us even more.
Ich möchte das nicht so einen großen Punkt machen.
I don't want to make it such a big point.
Aber damals haben wir ja gesagt.
But at that time we did say.
Irgendjemand
muss it's possible
der Herr benutzen,
because the Lord has to use someone to make this peace treaty. There must be someone.
Das ist mir egal,
I don't care who it is.
Aber es muss getan werden.
But it must be done.
Sei es von dir oder von, ich weiß es nicht, von wem.
Be it this man or I don't know from whom.
Aber lob den
but
Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Es ist nur eine Warnung für uns.
It's just a warning for all of us that the time is short.
Als der Herr zum ersten Mal kam,
when the Lord came the first time, there were also signs of the times.
Der Herr hat zu den Juden
the Lord said to the Jews,
ihr kennt Zeichen von dem Wetter.
You know the signs of the weather.
Ja. Wenn das Wetter so and ist, dann sagt ihr,
the weather is one way, if the heavens are one way, you will say it will be nice weather, and if it's different, you say it will rain.
Aber warum kennt ihr nicht die Zeichen der Zeit?
But why don't you recognize the signs of the times? It's not that the Lord does not show us anything.
Aber es ist egal, ob wir
but it doesn't matter whether we have signs or not. We must be ready, prepare our hearts for the second coming of the Lord. Or do you require such a sign? Do you need such a coin?
Damals haben die Apostel keine Münze gehabt.
At that time, the apostles did not have a coin.
Aber wir leben heute in einer
But today we are living in a particular time.
And
I think if the time is really coming soon, then the Lord will also give us signs of the times. The Lord has already mentioned Cyrus by name. Did the Lord have to do that? Did he have to do that? Tell me. Is it necessary? Would a reasonable man say, no, he doesn't have to say it through Isaiah? But it pleased him to say this. So the people of Israel would know that it's from God. And it didn't just happen.
And I can imagine
that maybe you or I don't need a sign like this, but many other people may need it. The Jews need it. You know, these last 7 years have to be connected to the 69-year weeks that are concerning Israel.
Und so, wenn diese letzte Jahrwoche, das heißt die letzten sieben Jahre,
and so if these last 7 years, this last year week, is coming soon, then all the attention has to be turned again to Israel.
Denn diese 70 Jahrwoche,
because the 70th year week is taken out, was set aside, especially for the people of Israel.
Und ich kann mir gut vorstellen,
and I can well imagine that when the time is indeed here,
Ihnen eine Eingebung oder was geben,
God will give them some kind of inspiration or some sense that now I have prepared another Cyrus for you. Where do they get this idea? There were so many presidents, so many prime ministers. Why, particularly now in this time, do they have an almost certainty that this man will help them? For this work. So I just want to say this, that possibly it is also a sign of the times for us. Where do they get such an idea? To even put this engraving on this coin. That doesn't just happen out of nowhere or out of coincidence or because they like this man. I don't think so.
Because
in Isaiah 45 it says, if we say A, we also have to say B.
If
we already mentioned, it's good to know about it. Too bad you didn't bring this coin with you. It does make an impression. It does make an impression.
Vielleicht ist es auch nichts.
Maybe it's also nothing.
So hast du sogar ein wunderbares Bild gemacht. Guck mal hier. Das ist ein Bild von einem wahren Münze, gell?
So now he's showing a picture on his phone of the coin.
Ja. Sehen Sie sogar ähnlich. Kyrus und der Trump. Oh, es ist weg. Ja, ja, so.
So they're talking about the coin and Cyrus and Trump being on the coin.
Aber das ist nicht wichtig. Könnt ihr nach der Versammlung
anschauen. But this is not important. We can look at this after the meeting.
Wir haben etwas Wichtigeres.
We have something more important than that.
Im Wort von Jesaja zu
see in the word of Isaiah.
Aber das ist nur ein Zeichen.
But this is just a sign of the times,
möglicherweise.
Possibly.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Nun kommen wir zum dritten Teil vom Buch
Now we come to part three of the book of Isaiah, which is important.
Tausendmal oder viel mehr wichtiger It's als dieser Münze.
Much more important, 1,000 times more important than this coin.
Und hier in diesem Abschnitt sehen wir im Kapitel 49.
And in this section from
50,
chapter 49.
Wir sehen den Messias.
To 57, Christus, we see Messiah,
der Knecht
the Messiah, the servant of the Lord, the servant of the Lord. In German, the word servant and slave are different in the translation, and today we don't use the word slave anymore. So in the outline we wrote servant, although in the translation, in the German translation of the word, it still says slave. But servant
ja,
is better.
Alles in der allem Bibel da Knecht steht, dann haben wir in dem Text Knecht, aber hier Diener.
Yeah, so because it says slave in all the translations of the Bible, we wrote slave here, but in the outline we
ja,
said
der Messias,
servant.
Der Diener,
des Herrn, the Messiah is the servant of the Lord.
Den er wohlgefällig hat.
Yeah, in whom is his good pleasure.
Es ist sehr wichtig, diesen Dienern zu erkennen.
It's very important
Wir
to
ja
know,
alle
to recognize the servant. Don't we all also want to be servants?
Und hier sehen wir in Jesaja,
and here we see in Isaiah
die Beschreibung von diesem
the description
Diener,
of this wonderful servant
so fast vollkommen, komplett.
Who's almost perfect, complete.
Um uns ein wunderbares Bild zu zeigen, wie
to show us a wonderful picture of what a real, a true servant looks like.
Wenn wir alle diesen Dienern sehen,
if we all see this servant,
wenn ich diesen
if I see
sehen,
this servant,
dann muss ich mich schämen.
Then I have to be ashamed.
Dann muss ich dem Herrn fragen,
and I have
ob
to
mein
ask
Dienst
the Lord
sozusagen.
If my so-called service,
wir sind ja alle in einem gewissen Sinn Diener,
in a certain sense, we are all servants Dienst of the Lord.
Akzeptiert wird von ihm. Und dann
to ask, will our service
kommt.
Be accepted by him?
Und wenn er
and we will know this when he comes.
Nicht.
And if he comes and says that our service is nothing, well, what will we say? We do a lot for the Lord.
In
the last 50 years,
I
have seen many whom I knew until today, served so much and did so much for the Lord.
Und wir selbst haben das auch viele von unseren lange Zeit und Jahre.
And we ourselves have also served for a long time, for many years.
Und wenn ich zurückschaue, zu sehen,
and when I look back to see what the result of all this was,
dann muss ich beugen vor dem Herrn,
then I have to
Herr,
bow down before the Lord and say, Lord,
wir sind unnütze,
we are really unprofitable servants.
Und daher ist so wichtig,
and that's why it's so important in this book of Isaiah.
Natürlich haben wir schon alle diese Kapitel.
Of course, we've all already read these chapters. But especially now, to have a consciousness, Lord, I would like to learn to serve as you serve. I would like to see.
Was ein Diener des Herrn tun soll.
What a servant of the Lord should do. How he served.
Das müssen wir alle lernen.
And we all must learn this. And I hope that in this time, through this chapter, these chapters, the Lord can gain and raise up many true, faithful servants at the end of this age. It is not of any use to just know, but I want to learn from these chapters how I should properly serve. Do you not want to serve? Yes. But not just to do anything.
Damit unser Dienst nicht
but so that our service would not be in vain.
Und wenn ich falsch diene, möchte ich schon heute wissen.
And if I serve wrong, in the wrong way, I want to know it today so I can repent and I can turn and learn from it.
Sonst diene ich und am Ende sagt der Herr, ich kenne dich.
Otherwise I will serve, but in the end the Lord will say, I do not know you, who are you? Did we not, Lord, Lord, did we not preach in your name? Lord, Lord, did we not do many good works in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? And many have done this. And yet the Lord said, I do not know you. And that can also happen with us.
Deshalb hoffe ich, dass wir,
and that's why I hope,
anhand von diesem Teil von Jesaja,
that with this part of Isaiah, we would get to know this servant,
wie er gedient hat,
how he served.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Möge der Herr unsere Augen
aufmachen. May the Lord open our eyes.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Kapitel 49 bis 50.
Chapters 49 to
50.
Here we see the Messiah and his mission. This is item Roman numeral 1 on the outline.
Amen. Amen. Hör auf mich. Vers 1.
49, verse 1. Isaiah 49:1. Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord, that's Yahweh, the Lord God, has called me from the womb. From the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name. Praise the Lord. He is one who was already predestined, pre-purposed by the Lord.
Von Mutterleib an berufen. Und so hast
called
Namen,
from the
Jesus.
Womb.
Immanuel.
And so his name is Jesus, Immanuel.
Wir sehen in Matthäus,
we see in the Gospel of Matthew that Jesus his name heißt. Has to be called Jesus.
Das Wunderbare ist, dass Paulus auch sicherlich
and the wonderful thing is that Paul also cited this portion in Galatians chapter 1 that he too was predestined from his mother's womb. And surely it is a privilege to serve God. And not just the Lord was called from the womb by God.
Was sagt Psalm 139?
What does Psalm 139 say?
Psalm 139, sagte,
Psalm 139 said that
kannte er dich schon.
Even before we were formed, he already knew us. Psalm 139, verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth.
Amen.
Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written.
Danke.
The days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them.
Es ist nicht ein Zufall.
It is not a coincidence.
Dass wir heute noch zusammentreffen können.
That we can meet here together.
So ein Herz haben für das Wort des Herrn.
And have such a heart for the word of the Lord.
Das ist alles von ihm.
This is from him. This is all predestined by him, and we have to appreciate this.
Und ich bin überzeugt, dass alle, die hier sitzen, weil
and I am convinced that all who are sitting here tonight have a heart for the Lord.
Ja, warum bist du denn nach Korea
Why
gegangen?
Did you go all the way to Korea?
Für, Tourist?
To be a tourist?
Sicherlich nicht.
Surely not.
Es ist um ihm zu dienen.
It is to serve him.
Lob den
Praise the Lord.
Das ist sehr, sehr
And this is very precious.
In dieser Zeit.
In this time.
Braucht der Herr viele treue und rechte Diener.
The Lord needs many faithful and true servants of God.
Ich denke nicht,
Do not think
des Herrn, die
that the apostles of the Lord, the disciples of the Lord, just served any old way.
So kostbar,
no, it was so precious
dass sie mit dem Herrn doch zusammen lebten,
that they live together with the Lord. At least for 3.5 years. And they saw the Lord, how he served. Or not. That's why it's also very important for us to read in the Gospels how the Lord served. Not just what he did, but also how he served. What kind of a servant was he? His humanity. How he acted. How he behaved. I think the apostles at that time, his disciples who were with him, had a deeper impression of the entire being of the Lord, much more than what he taught them. Do you think that they can forget that the Lord washed their feet? Maybe they forgot some of the teachings, but the impression that the Master himself washed their feet. Most of all, Peter, he will not forget that. What a servant of the Lord. A wonderful servant.
Und hier sehen wir, Amen.
And here we see,
von Mutterleib an berufen.
He was called from his mother's womb.
So lobt den Herrn.
Yeah, the Lord has called me from the womb.
Heute
Praise the Lord.
Berufen.
The Lord must also call us
wir
today.
We
have to hear. The call of the Lord. Isaiah heard.
Was hat er gesagt?
What did the Lord say?
Wer, oder wen sollen wir senden?
Whom shall I send?
Und der Herr hat Jesaja
And the Lord
schon so vorbereitet.
Had already prepared Isaiah in such a way.
Und hat ihn diesen Auftrag gegeben.
He gave him this commission, this task, and so Isaiah said, Here I am, send me.
Aber bevor er gesendet wurde,
But before he was sent
von dem Herrn,
by the Lord,
er hat so eine wunderbare Vision.
He saw such a wonderful vision from the Lord, of the Lord, and he recognized that he was a man of unclean lips.
Weißt du, unsere Lippen ist sehr, sehr wichtig.
You know, our lips are very, very important.
Gesandt zu werden, dann Unsinn reden.
To be sent, but then to speak nonsense, that is not good.
Welch eine Verantwortung, etwas zu
What a responsibility
sagen.
To speak something.
Der Herr muss unsere Lippen wirklich reinigen.
The Lord really has to cleanse
Auf
our
jeden
lips.
Fall. Der Herr, er wurde berufen.
In any event, the Lord was called. Of course, he is a special servant.
Sein Geburt,
because his birth, his conception through Mary was through the Holy Spirit, and there was no sin in him. He was pure.
Aber wir sind nicht rein.
But we are not pure.
Wir sind gefallene
we are fallen men.
Wie viel Unsinn hat schon unsere Lippen geredet?
How much nonsense have our lips spoken?
Wie einfach Worte von unserer eigenen Vorstellung.
How many words according to our own concepts have we spoken?
Viele unnütze Worte hat er gesagt.
The Lord says that we have spoken many idle words.
Und hat Jakobus sogar gesagt,
and James even said,
die Zungen von einem Menschen zähmen?
Who can tame the tongue of a man?
Kannst du deine Zunge zähmen?
Can you tame your tongue?
Wie oft hat er gesagt zu mir, sag das nicht.
Very often the Lord said to me, don't say this. Keep your mouth shut.
Aber meine Zunge juckt.
But my tongue is itching.
Und meine Lippen. Ist gar nicht kontrollierbar.
And my lips are uncontrollable.
Und so viele Worte raus, was ich nicht sagen sollte.
And many things then come out that I really should not say.
Könnt ihr euch vorstellen, wenn der Herr auf diese Erde
Can you imagine as the Lord was on this earth and had lips? If he were on this earth and had lips like ours,
kein Wunder, bei Jesaja besonders.
No wonder that especially with Isaiah, that the first thing he saw is that he is a man of unclean lips.
Und lob den Herrn, der Herr hat
Praise the Lord. The Lord took this live coal from the altar and healed his lips. How often do we pray to the Lord, Lord, cleanse my lips? And so here we see in chapter 49, verse 2,
Meinen Mund gemacht wie ein scharfes
He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. Praise the Lord.
Der Mund ist wichtig.
The mouth is very important.
Aber dieses scharfe Schwert bedeutet nicht, dass er die Leute einfach
But this sharp sword doesn't just mean that it's there to cut others.
Benutzt man ein Schwert, was um zu töten?
You use a sword to kill?
Aber ich glaube nicht, dass es das Schwert des Herrn ist, da um zu töten.
But I don't think that the sword of the Lord is there to kill.
Alle an Hebräer 4.
We think of Hebrews 4, verse 12, that the word of God is living and effective and powerful.
Wirksam. Lebendig und
the word of God
sehr oft ist mein Wort unwirksam.
Is living and powerful, and very often my word is not powerful. And many say, oh, it doesn't work. But not the word of the Lord. It's living, it's full of life, it's powerful, and it's sharp. It's even sharper than a two-edged sword. And it pierces through.
Wenn du redest oder wenn ich rede, dringt es nicht durch.
When I speak or when you speak, it does not pierce.
Wir haben stumpfes Schwert.
We have a We have a dull sword. Oh, it's not even a real sword. It's like a rubber sword. It's a rubber sword. And when I point with it, it just doesn't work, it just bends. You can say it 1,000 times, but it has no effect. Really. It does not go into the heart, it does not pierce. But the word of the Lord pierces. Let's read this, Hebrews 4. 12. We know this verse well, but often we don't have this consciousness.
Ja, kannst du das bitte vorlesen?
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen. Lob den Herrn. Welch eine Wirkung.
What an effect. That is the sword.
Als Jesus kam und wenn er redete,
when Jesus came and when he spoke, everything was revealed and exposed. Everything that was hidden was revealed. All the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Wir denken, die Religiösen waren sehr
we think that the religious people were very wonderful people, the scribes, the Pharisees.
Weren't
they supposed to be the best people? The high priest especially, what do you think? Surely. I would have thought that, of course. Otherwise, how could he be the high priest? But when the Lord came through his word, through his being, everything was revealed, was exposed. Everything that was hidden in their heart. All of religion, all of Judaism was revealed. We think it's so wonderful outwardly. And no one saw this except after the Lord came. No one realized this except for his forerunner, John the Baptist. The Pharisees and the scribes, when they came to be baptized, what did John the Baptist say? Did he say, oh, wonderful that you guys are here. You're heartily welcome to the baptism. Was he so happy that the Pharisees also wanted to be baptized? Well, you or I would be happy. We would rejoice. I would say, wow, this is wonderful. You see, my service was so effective that even the Pharisees are here. Yes, look. Look, even the Pharisees have come to be baptized. That's what I would say. But what does John the Baptist say? He said, you brood of vipers. The Pharisees, a brood of vipers? At that time, no one had heard such a thing. They were highly esteemed. They were theologians. They were the teachers. They were the shepherds.
Und das ist diese Schärfe, das Wort Gottes ist nicht nur lebendig.
And this is the sharpness. The word of God is not just living, but it is sharp. It pierces.
Das offenbart.
And it reveals what is in our heart.
Wir reden hier nicht schöne Worte.
We are speaking here not just of nice words that people will understand it and say, oh, this is wonderful. It's a wonderful message. It doesn't matter if it's wonderful or not, if it doesn't work, if it doesn't have an effect.
Egal, wenn es wunderbar ist, nützt es nicht.
It doesn't matter if it's wonderful, it's useless. There's a lot of food today that tastes good, but it's not necessarily good for you. It's not healthy. It tastes good. Right? Many healthy foods don't taste good, but they are good for you. Right? That's really how it is. So what would we like to have? What would we rather have?
Die Wahrheit hört niemand gern.
No one likes to hear the truth.
Und das Wort des Herrn ist nicht nur lebendig, sondern scharf.
And the word of the Lord especially is sharp.
Nicht um die Menschen zu kritisieren,
not to criticize people or to kill them. Or to scold them or to chastise them, but to heal them. What use is a nice word, a good word, if it does not heal you? If the doctor looks at you and says, here, have a couple of pieces of candy, go home and eat these candies. That doesn't work. So at that time, when the Lord was on the earth, many people did not want to hear his word. Especially the Pharisees, the scribes, and the elders at the time, they didn't want to hear the word. But it is powerful.
And as Petrus
And when Peter was speaking on the day of Pentecost, it says, his word pierced through into their hearts. So it has an effect. It functions through the Spirit.
Oh, Herr,
oh Lord, we would like to be such servants.
We
thank the Lord that we may learn what use is a nice presentation at the university if everyone says, oh, it's good, but it has no effect.
And we oft haben wir Angst, dass wir Menschen
beleidigen. And how often are we afraid to offend people through the word? Oh, you can't say that, otherwise people will leave, they'll run away. Will you still say it?
Dann kommt niemand zum Vortrag.
Then no one will come to the presentation.
Was der Herr gesagt
hat? Do you know what the Lord said?
Niemand kommt
he
zu
said,
mir,
no one comes to me
denn, der Vater ihn zieht.
Unless the Father draws him.
Anscheinend zieht der Vater nicht
and apparently the Father does not draw many.
Warum
why
nicht?
Not?
Weil viele möchte die Wahrheit
because hören. Many do not want to hear the truth.
Es beleidigt.
It offends them. They ask why, how come? What the Lord said in John 6, he who eats me shall live because of me. My flesh is the true food.
And
you might say, how can someone say this, that his flesh is the real food?
Ich hätte dem Herrn einen Rat gegeben. Herr, sag doch.
I would have given the Lord a piece of advice. Lord, don't say that. Or explain it in a more reasonable way. Use better words so that people can swallow it, that they can take it.
Mir scheint es war egal für den Herrn.
But it seems to me that it didn't matter to the Lord if people could accept it or not. Do you think if the Lord had said it in a different or so-called better way that people would have accepted it? So praise the Lord. We see he has made my mouth like a sharp sword.
Wenn wir den Herrn dienen wollen,
if we want to serve the Lord,
Herr, guck mal, der Herr hat in seinem Leben kein unnützes Wort.
You see, the Lord did not say any idle or unprofitable word in his life. Every word he spoke, he heard from the Father.
Er hat gesagt, jedes Wort, was
he said, every word I have spoken,
habe ich gehört.
I heard from my Father.
Und wie oft reden wir sehr viele
and how often do we speak many words that we haven't heard from the Father, nor have we heard it from the Spirit, but it comes out of our good concepts, our good interpretations.
Was ich denke, ist richtig.
What I think is right.
Wie ich die Sache sehe.
How I see things.
Wenn wir so sind, dann können wir
if that's how we are,
so dienen, wie der Herr
then we can't serve the way that the Lord
wie
served.
Oft hast du deinen Mund
how often have you consecrated your mouth to the Lord?
Einige Mal.
Several times.
Schon gut, besser als gar keine.
Okay, several times is better than no times at all.
Aber wie oft?
But how often?
Jeder von uns weiß
well, each one of us knows in our heart.
Und wenn wir unseren Mund dem Herrn
and if we have consecrated our mouth to the Lord,
dann es ist nicht mehr egal, was
then it's no longer of no consequence what you speak at home,
was du
what you speak
Frau,
to your wife,
was wir zueinander
what
reden,
we speak to one another,
sogar was ich denke.
Even what I think.
Denn du redest ja, was
because
du
of course you speak what you think.
Deine Zunge redet nicht.
The tongue.
Nur von irgendwo.
Doesn't just speak out of nowhere. It's not that the words just come out without from nowhere.
Welch ein Mensch. Alles, was der Herr geredet hat.
What a man. Everything that the Lord spoke, he said, was not his words.
Mensch,
and here we say, here we see there was a man who was
in jedem
practiced.
Wort, was er geredet hat, vom Herrn.
That every word he spoke was from the Lord.
Herr, Paulus hat
and not just the Lord practiced this. But Paul also said this. What did he say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2?
1
Corinthians chapter 2.
Vielleicht rede ich, lese ich es mal, ja? Ich lese es.
I'll read it to you.
Das hat mich sehr oft beeindruckt.
Because this impressed me very much even when I was young. Verse 1, and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And not because he had a fear of man. I think Paul feared that he would speak his own words. Because there were so many problems there in Corinth, in the church in Corinth. And he then came, and of course, he wrote
um die Probleme zu lösen,
to try to solve the problems, so to speak.
Wie soll dann die Probleme
and
lösen?
How can he solve the problems with his own words, with his own thoughts, or what?
Deshalb
that's why he said,
war ich bei euch
I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Praise the Lord. These are the types of servants the Lord needs today among us. Just as the Lord and Paul served. Otherwise there will be no effect. And I thank the Lord that the Lord gathered many young brothers and sisters, in the church today,
voranzugehen,
to go on.
Und deshalb müssen wir lernen.
And that's why we have to learn. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. It has to be, there has to be power. It has to be His power, not your own power, your power of persuasion, but the power of the Holy Spirit. And the demonstration of the Spirit, verse 5, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Wir können das selbst lesen. Und wie wichtig es ist für einen Diener.
So how important is it for the Lord to have such a mouth?
Gerettet, die Lippen gereinigt.
Saved. cleansed and purified lips. So we should not just speak anything, but through the grace of the Lord, we have to receive something from Him. Lord, give me a word. Also with Jeremiah, chapter 1. Can someone please read Jeremiah?
Am Anfang hat jemand es? Ja, hast du es? Kannst du das vorlesen? Kapitel 1, Vers 5.
Jeremiah 1, 5.
Ja.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Richtig. Ups. Ja. Weiter.
Go, then go on. Verse 6. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak.
Oh,
did he say, behold, I'm so wonderful, I will go and I will serve. Hallelujah, you have chosen me. Is that what he said? Oh, what did he say? Behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth.
Wie alt bist du?
And how old are you? Oh, 21. Is it too young?
Zu jung. Bitte.
But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Whatever I command you, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.
Ja.
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. He touched my mouth. That's so wonderful. Our mouth has to be touched by the Lord. Otherwise it doesn't work. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
Amen.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down.
Dankeschön, das ist gut. Keine einfache Dienst.
So this is not an easy service. You know, dear saints,
kein Dienst für den Herrn ist einfach.
There's no service for the Lord that is simple or easy.
Sondern du wirst viele Probleme.
But you will encounter many problems, or many problems will encounter you. Many people will be against you. Also, when it says Isaiah was sent to a people who had eyes who did not see and ears who did not hear, I would have said to the Lord, then why are you sending me there if they don't even want to hear? But still, he had to speak to these people. Would you want to go? Would you go? I wouldn't have gone. I would have said to the Lord, Lord, send Philip. Don't send me.
So is this.
That's how it is. But if the Lord sends you, then you have no choice. Then you have no choice. But he has to touch your mouth. He has to cleanse our mouth. And that's what we have to practice. Lord, cleanse my lips. Especially since we've read Isaiah 6. Don't just read it, but say, Lord, my mouth I give to you. Sanctify my mouth. Sanctify my lips. Otherwise, the Lord cannot use us. It has nothing to do with talent.
A young brother.
A young brother who speaks the word of God. A word that has come from the Lord, it was received from the Lord, is much, much better than an old person who speaks nonsense. There are many old people who speak nonsense. But the Lord would like to have many young people today who have boldness, who have pure lips, who speak the truth, who obey the Lord, who say what the Lord wants to speak, and that's good enough. This is very, very important. This is the kind of servant the Lord wants to have today. You can really read this on your own. You see, in the beginning, Peter spoke a lot of nonsense when he was young. But praise the Lord, he learned. And we also have to learn. We also must learn. And today, there are many opportunities for you to learn.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord raise up many such servants today. And then in Isaiah 49, it goes on to say, in verse 2, in the shadow of his hand he has hidden me. Praise the Lord. Are you afraid? Well, you don't need to be afraid. If the Lord is really sending you, he will also hide you in his hand and protect you. He is responsible.
Wenn wir nur irgendeine Organisation uns einschließt, der uns sendet, dann muss die Organisation dich schützen.
If we are just being sent by some organization, then the organization has to protect you. I don't know how, to what extent it can protect you. But if the Lord sends you, he will protect you. That's why when the Lord was on this earth, he had no fear. There's nothing that people could do to him because he was protected in the hand of the Lord. When the Lord would send you today to fulfill his commission, then do it. Do it with full faith that he will protect us. He is protecting us.
Then
you don't need to worry.
Oh,
I need this, I need that, and so on. No, the Lord is responsible. So he will protect us. Amen. It's very wonderful. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me. And that's what we have to also experience. And what else? And made me a polished shaft or a sharpened arrow.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He has made me a shaft, an arrow. It means that every word, everything the Lord does, hits the target. He didn't do just anything. And we also don't want to do just anything or do just whatever in our service for the Lord. Have you ever shot an arrow? And did you hit the target? One time, a young brother invited me to shoot a bow and arrow, and I thought, oh, that would be really easy, just, you know, pull the arrow back and shoot it. And I had just moved to San Francisco, so my arm was a little sore. I could not even pull back the bow. I couldn't even pull it all the way back.
Ich habe nicht gewusst,
dass ich so schwach war. That I was so weak.
Ich dachte, ich konnte einfach
zielen. I thought, yeah, I could just aim the arrow and shoot it.
Ich konnte es nicht.
Couldn't do it. It's not so easy. Not easy at all to shoot such an arrow.
Aber als wir doch den zweiten Tag war, dann ging.
But then on the second day it was a little bit easier.
Aber habe ich nichts
getan. But I still didn't hit any of the targets.
Daher wusste ich, ohne Übung geht es
and
nicht.
So I saw that without practice it's not possible. You won't hit the target. And we can do many things for the Lord. But it's not the right thing. It misses the goal. It's not what the Lord wants to do.
Alles, was
everything that our Lord did in his service was exactly that which the Father was doing. That's why he said, my works are not my works. They are the works of the Father. And it is the Father who is doing this work in me. And I think that when the Father is doing the work, then it will hit the target, right?
Wenn der Vater mit dem Herrn dieses
if
Werk
the Father is doing this work together with the Lord, then he will really hit the target each and every time.
Wie oft haben wir daneben geschossen?
How often have we shot and missed?
Wir haben so viel getan.
We have done so much,
and
yet nothing happened.
Aber in dieser Zeit möchten wir von dem Herrn lernen.
But in this time we want to learn from the Lord. Lord, make me to such a sharpened arrow. Arrows make us to these arrows. This is so important.
Und daher musst du sehr viel beten.
And so we have to pray very much.
Eine enge Beziehung zu dem Herrn, zu dem Vater.
To have such an intimate relationship with the Lord, with the Father. How else will the Lord, will the Father tell you what you are to do?
Diese Beziehung zu dem Vater ist
this relationship with the Father is very important. And the Lord had such a relationship to the Father.
Und alles, was der Vater will, hat der Vater ihm gesagt.
And everything that the Father desired, he told the Lord.
Solche Leute
and today we must be such people.
Ja. Amen. Lob den Herrn, und hat mich in seinem Köcher versteckt.
And in his quiver he has hidden me.
Versteckt.
Hidden.
Es ist ein Geheimnis.
It is a mystery.
Zu verstecken.
To be hidden.
Nicht so bekannt zu
not to become so well known. Do you want to be well
also
known?
Eigentlich, als der Herr auf diese Erde war, niemand you hat know, gewusst, er ist der
when
Sonnen
the Lord was on this earth, no one knew he was the Son of God.
Versteckt.
He was so hidden.
Die Leute heute
people today want
werden.
To be well known. They want to be famous.
Weltbekannt.
Yep, they want to be known the world over.
Aber der Herr hat so
but
gearbeitet,
the Lord worked in such a way.
Ja. Wie versteckt.
As though he
wie
were hidden.
Lerne von
learn
ihm.
From him.
Wir möchten gerne in Gott verborgen.
We want to be hidden in God.
Weil wenn wir dann weltbekannt
if we are well known the world over, if we are world famous, that's not good. But we have to learn to be hidden in Christ.
In dem Köcher. Nur wenn
to be
Gottes
hidden
braucht,
in the quiver. And only when God needs this arrow, he pulls it out. And he shoots it. And afterwards he puts it back in the quiver to be hidden. Isn't that wonderful?
Verborgen zu sein.
To be hidden.
Welche Vers hat Paulus gesagt? Unser
Paul
Leben
also
ist
said this, our life is hidden in Christ, with Christ, in God.
Verborgen
to be hidden.
sehr, sehr wichtig zu lernen.
This is very important.
Die Welt und die Religion arbeitet ganz anders.
The world and religion operate totally differently. Everyone wants to become well known and great and recognized. The Lord never sought recognition. He was hidden.
Es ist ihm egal, ob die Menschen ihn mag oder nicht mag.
It didn't matter to him if people liked him or did not like him. If people denied him or not.
Er hat nur eines im Sinne.
He only had one thing in mind, which was to be well-pleasing to the Father.
Er tut nur, was der Vater.
He did only what the Father wanted.
Ja, lob den Herrn. Wenn du nur ein Pfeil bist.
So if you are just an arrow in the quiver.
Es ist nicht automatisch. Knopf drücken.
It's not automatic that you push a button and the arrow comes out and shoots itself. But the arrow doesn't shoot itself.
Sondern jemand
muss es. Someone has to pull it out.
Der Vater muss es.
The Father has to pull it out. Praise the Lord.
So ein Diener, so angewiesen auf den Herrn.
Such a servant, so dependent on the Lord. Without him, we can do nothing.
Verborgen.
Hidden in him.
Und dann dort in seinem Köcher.
And there to be hidden in his quiver.
Nun lass uns noch mal hier. So der Outline kommen. Heute Abend ist schon spät.
So ja. Let us return to the outline.
Wir machen gleich Schluss. Aber es ist sehr wichtig hier zu
sehen. It's very important to see here in point 1b. You can read all these verses yourself.
Christus, das Fleisch gewordene.
Roman numeral 1b1. Christ, the incarnated Word of God.
Das ist wirklich ein Geheimnis.
This is really a mystery.
Und das Wort ward Fleisch.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Es ist vielleicht schwierig für uns, das zu verstehen.
It might be difficult for us to understand this.
Für uns Wort ist Wort.
For us, the Word is the Word.
Wo ist das Wort Gottes?
Where is the Word of God? Oh, right here. This is the Word of God.
Ist nicht Fleisch geworden.
It hasn't become flesh to us. It is just printed on a paper.
Sehr einfach.
Very easy.
Aber im neuen Bund.
But in the new covenant, the Word became flesh.
Ist verkörpert in einem Menschen.
Was incarnated, embodied in the person of the Lord. He is the Word of the living God now.
Und das ist sehr, sehr wichtig.
And this is very, very important. No wonder the Lord said that the new covenant, the word in the new covenant, the word will not be written in stones, but where? In your heart of flesh. If it's just here on paper in a book, it's not much use.
Das machen wir. Das spielt keine Rolle. Das ist wie unser Herz, viele Löcher. Kommt von oben rein und dann noch unten raus. Bleibt nichts in unserem Herz.
He's having some trouble with the microphone, so he was saying it keeps dropping down and dropping out. It's just like the Word of God. It enters our heart and it comes right back out. Yeah, in the New Covenant, His Word, His commandment, is written onto our heart. That means that this word will work, will have an effect when it comes into our heart. It becomes a part of our being. If it does not do that, then we only recognize or know teaching theology, and it doesn't work. It has no effect. And in the end, we will be like the Pharisees. They teach it, but they do not live it. And that doesn't work. So this word, for it to work, for it to operate, it has to enter into us. It has to be operative in us.
Natürlich. Bei dem Herrn ist es absolut.
Of course, with the Lord, it's absolute. He was the Word itself. With us, it has to be acquired piece by piece, not all at once. But praise the Lord, the Spirit is working today. No wonder Paul said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Dwell in your hearts richly. So if the word does not work in my life, then when I tell you this word, it can't be powerful. That's why the Lord spoke differently than the Pharisees and the scribes. That's why his word is effective. It's living. And if it's not living in me, then how can it be living in you? When you hear it from me, I can tell you a lot.
And so, das ist ein wunderbares Werk des Herrn.
So this is a wonderful work of the Lord.
Wurde Fleisch.
The Word became flesh.
Und dann sahen wir seine Herrlichkeit.
And we beheld his glory.
Es wäre wunderbar, wenn das Wort
so there is an expression. It's wonderful if the Word of the Lord dwells in us and is also
so
expressed. Such a co-worker, such a servant is what we need to be. Not just to have the teaching. It's easy to learn the teaching, really. We all have a good intellect. We're intelligent. And many of you have studied in university or graduated from school. So many years we've learned, studied, and now you read a message and okay, now it's saved. Saved in your head. But that doesn't work so well. But we have to be such that desire for this word to become effective in us, and the Spirit will do it. The Lord, the Spirit will do it.
But
we all have to have this consciousness. So that to a certain degree, this word will become flesh in us more and more. That's why Paul also said, I dare not to say the things that Christ has not worked in me. And Paul also said, you want to have a sign. Who is speaking in me? Who is speaking? Namely, Christ in me. Christ cannot speak out of thin air, but through you, through us all. He needs our voice. Although the Spirit is in you, but he also needs a pure, a holy container out of which to flow. That's why Paul says, you want a sign, you want a proof of who is speaking. That is Christ in me. And if Christ in me is speaking, then it will work powerfully in you. For Paul learned to be such a servant.
Amen. Amen.
So praise the Lord. We will continue to have fellowship about this tomorrow. So get into this word. The Lord is such a servant, a wonderful servant. We will see this more in Isaiah. Amen.